number of people still use dial-up services to get online. Certainly surprised me, the number. Must drive them absolutely bananas. They're going to have fewer options now that BT is closing its service, Dom Laurie.
Do you remember when we all had to use dial-up? When would it have been? Sort of mid-90s, late 90s?
We must have been so much more patient than we are now.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was called a manual sound effect.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the cheap version. Do you remember? You had to sometimes spend about 5 minutes sending an email.
Email, I know, but you kind of think now, I mean...
It's still there.
These people just must miss out on films and everything because it would just drive you bonkers.
I read a story of where a guy had to spend 24 hours on dial-up, and he basically said emails were just about okay, but Twitter, Facebook, anything like that, just
forget it.
Say goodbye, forget it. A survey in the US, this is interesting, suggested 3% of adults still had dial-up connections at home. So it is a lot. And BT's closing its dial-up internet service. It could affect thousands of people who don't have any access to broadband. There are more than those who just choose to have dial-up, even though they do have access to broadband as well. Those living in rural areas thought to be the worst affected. Please do text us on 85058 if you do have, if you have dial-up internet for out of choice, or perhaps out of, out of any other reason.
Just don't email.
Don't email because the show ends in 22 minutes.
We can mention it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Eddie, what's the main reason that people would still have dial-up internet? Is it choice because of price? Is it apathy? Or is it because you're in one of those rural areas, perhaps in Wales, for example, where there are, I know in Mid Wales, for example, they ration broadband services in some places.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely the vast majority of people with dial-up still would be in that last category, people who live in areas where broadband just can't reach because broadband technology doesn't work, where the length of wire between the customer premises and the exchange is very long.
So are there other modes of broadband, like satellite broadband or something that you could use, or really is the copper wire the only choice with a rival to BT? And if so, are there rivals to BT?
Well, for rural areas, yes, the main options to dial-up are radio, so you can use mobile internet from your mobile service provider. There are some dedicated, in rural areas, there are some dedicated providers of radio and broadband as well, or satellite if you're very remote.
How much does it cost?
Well, it varies from provider to provider.
Is it much cheaper than broadband?
It's not that significantly cheaper than broadband, although for some people will stay with dial-up because they can have it on a pay-as-you-go basis, so they'll just, spend a fraction of a penny per minute actually paying. So if they don't actually use it very much, that's still the cheapest way to get access to the internet.
And the story with BT closing its dial-up in the next couple of weeks, or this week actually, what are the other options for people? There is Plusnet, which is a rival, which also provides it.
There is Plusnet, which is actually a wholly owned subsidiary of BT, and they will be able to continue providing dial-up. So I don't think anybody's going to be stranded as a result of this. BT are obviously encouraging anybody who can migrate to broadband to do so, and they will be handling that migration for customers. But if they want to stay on dial-up, they have to contact Plusnet themselves.
What percentage of Britain do you think is still outside of broadband reach?
It's very difficult to say, but it's not inconsiderable. We're talking thousands and thousands of homes and businesses that can't actually get broadband.
And that affects their ability to set up businesses and all sorts of things, doesn't it?
And it does. And as higher and higher speed broadband gets to other places, that disadvantage becomes bigger and bigger.
All right. Thank you very much, Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting, on the news that BT's closing its dial-up service at the end of this week.
Don't think.